Okay. Well, we're just really started on Miami yesterday, but definitely grinding through on them today. And good football team. We had a lot of trouble with them up here last year, and of course they beat us down there. So we have an awful lot of respect for their team, the coaching staff, and competitiveness with which they play and have played us. So, we know we've got our work cut out for us this week on opening day down there, and we're going to have to play a good solid 60-minute football game in all three phases of the game. They do a good job. Got a very experienced coaching staff, and they do a good job of, attacking all the areas of your team, offense, defense, special teams. So it's really a lot of things that you have to prepare for and be ready to handle.
Bill, with Bill Lazor coming over from Philadelphia, is there any benefit in going back and watching what the Eagles did last year, or is that not even on the radar screen at this point?
No, it's definitely on the radar screen. That's the type of thing you do in the off season when you have a little bit extra time. You see the schedule, you see who your opening games are with, and that's a good time to study things like that. So, it's definitely on the radar.
How has he managed to put his imprint on this offense?
I would say that they look very similar to the way the Eagles look offensively, different than what Miami looked like last year. So it's quite substantial.
Hi, Bill. I just am wondering, we got a chance to talk to Rob yesterday, and he told us that he's ready to play on Sunday and planning on playing on Sunday. I'm wondering what maybe you and the training staff have seen from him in practice that made you feel as though, okay, this is a good time for him to go now.
I'm glad that, Rob's optimistic about his situation. We'll go through the week of practice and take a look at everything, everybody, and see where everybody's at and try to do what we feel like is best for the team. So, with all due respect to Rob, I'm glad, he feels the way he does, but in the end, we'll have to make the decision that we feel are best for the team. We'll do that as we go through the week.
When there's a can I just ask one more?
Go ahead. Yes.
Sorry. When a veteran player, Bill, doesn't play in the preseason, I guess what are some of the biggest hurdles, I guess, that they have to overcome when they do finally get on the field for regular season play?
Even though players are experienced, and so are coaches, when you start the preseason in your example, a player hasn't played in preseason, there's still a game speed, game situations, and all the communication that goes on in the game, whether it's, on offense, defense, or in the kicking game, that's just different in practice. So you have to be ready to handle that and work with your teammates in those conditions and in that kind of time frame and those type of game situations that change, so fluidly. Practice, you can try to create some situations in practice, but, a lot of practice is done in segments because it's more efficient that way. First down, second down, third down, punt team, kickoff return team. It's hard to go from one of those to another in practice, or, you'd be out there all day just, in time it takes to get it organized that quickly. But that's not the way it is in a game, so you have to, your mind has to transfer situations and that transform very quickly because every play really takes on a new down and distance or possibly field position. Could be any of the three segments of the game, and players that aren't in the game then need to be able to have that time on the sideline to make adjustments and be ready to anticipate things that are going to happen the next series and all that. So it's, you know, the, you don't you don't get good at those things with your teammates without being able to do them. It takes some time. Guys that don't play, you know, have to make that ground up.
Good afternoon, Bill. I'm curious how much the preseason finale had any impact on the claim of Kelce Quarles, or if you guys sort of had him on your radar well before that game.
There's a decent amount of tape on Kelce prior to our game, but I think he, played in the neighborhood of maybe 30 plays or something like that against us. So it was certainly a chance for us to get a closer evaluation and also see him against people that we know, how good they are, because they're our players. You know, sometimes when you're watching guys on film, it's hard to, I have to evaluate the player you're looking at, but also the competition that he's against. So we had a lot better handle than that. But I don't think that game, I think that game was consistent with what it's been from him. So again, for a young player, it's always good to have two or three games.
Sure. And Bill, just to follow up on that, specific to Kelce Quarles and also Bruce Gaston, What traits do you see from them that make you at least want to take a stab at working closer with them, both those guys?
It's a position that we didn't feel like we had a great deal of depth in. And they're young, they're healthy, they're big, they run well, they have good physical qualities, they have a good mental makeup, they've been productive in preseason on other teams. So some combination of all those things, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Bill, with regards to Ryan Tannehill, in relation to what Chris asked earlier about the Eagles offense that you've gone against in the past, as a former wide receiver, he seems very fleet of foot. Does he represent, going into this game, more of a running threat than maybe Nick Foles would have with Philadelphia? Do you see that as an added dimension to what Bill Lazor will do with this offense?
Question.
No question. Yeah, I'd say he's a lot faster than Nick Foles. They haven't run him all that much. We'll see how it is in the regular season. They haven't run him all that much. But again, a lot of those plays, including Foles' plays, instead of running with the quarterback, there's some built-in screens and slip screens to wide receivers and things like that. So that sort of replaces the quarterback keeping the ball on an option. To a degree. So I think that, anytime you go up against an option offense, you can say, well, they don't do this or they do that, but we all know that it's based on the read of the defense. So if the defense is taking away one thing, it doesn't necessarily mean they won't do it. It just means that the defense is lighter on another part of the play, and that's the play that the offense has chosen to emphasize or feature based on that look. And if you get a look that's fairly consistent, then a lot of times you see the same play over and over again and say, okay, well, we're going to stop that play. But as soon as you go to stop that one, then there's other parts of the option play that they see you have that stop. They're not even trying to go there. So I think that he's certainly capable of running. He's kept the ball on us in the past. He kept it on us up here last year in the first game for about a 15-yard gain or something like that. He's a dangerous scrambling quarterback if the receivers are covered and the pass rush doesn't have him contained. So, we're very aware of him. He has excellent speed. He can run away from most defensive linemen and linebackers. So keeping leverage and containing him is going to be a big part of us being successful against the Dolphins. We're going to have to do a good job of that. I'm sure if he has a chance to keep it, he'll keep it. If we take that away, then he'll do something else. So that's, you have to defend everything in option football.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Hey, Bill. The September conditions in Miami obviously are as daunting as any place can be, except for maybe Arizona. I'm curious, when you go into a game where you know that the weather could be a big factor, and it could be a factor in terms of sapping the energy and fatigue, do you acknowledge this going in for the players, or do you not want to put it in their minds? And what maybe, if you do or have done some things, what did you try and maybe concentrate on in July and August to get these guys ready for South Florida?
Well, I mean, first of all, the game's been on the schedule for quite a while, so, I mean, it's no secret that we're opening in Miami in September. Everybody's been aware of that for months. You know, we've had some hot days here at the beginning of the season. I mean, I think you can get a hot day pretty much anywhere. And it really comes back to the conditioning of your team. I mean, whether it's hot or not, it's the same for both teams. And the player's conditioning level and his ability to perform at a high level is going to be reflected later in the game based on his physical conditioning. So I think you always want your team to be in good physical condition whether you're playing, regardless of where the game is. And certainly in the early part of the season, or I would say in any dome game, in any, you know, at any time of year, I mean, those are obvious situations that are going to be challenging, and they're the same for both teams. So, you know, we played down there opening night a couple of years ago, and it was a night game, but I mean, it's still a hot, humid night. And, you know, I think that we've been down there every year. We know what it is. I think it'll just come down to, you know, what kind of condition the team's in, and that's, you know, comes from the practices, the preseason games, and, you know, the conditions that we've worked in. I think this week's a good week for the guys to at least get used to it. And, I mean, I would say, look, it's always hard to play down there. They have a good football team. That's the number one thing. It was hard to play them up here last year, too. But personally, I would rather play in a warm climate at the beginning of the year than at the end of the year, because at least we've been practicing in it. You know, I think it's – and likewise, when the teams come from the south, you know, in December to play up here, you know, it's probably a lot harder than, you know, coming up here to play in October. So, in the end, you know, we're playing the Dolphins. It's not – I don't think this game's going to be decided about the heat or the weather. It's like, I don't think the ones at the end of the year are decided about the cold. It's a little bit of a factor in the game, but we're playing a good football team, and if we play well, we'll be competitive and we'll have a chance, and if we don't play well, it won't make any difference what the conditions are. We'll be in a lot of trouble. So I think that's where the most of the emphasis is going to be this week.
Thanks very much.
Where it should be. You got it, Tom. No problem.